Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Folks, we wanted to check in with Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis. He is a four-time combat veteran with Defense Priorities, a senior fellow there, to see what is the latest relative to the Russian-Ukrainian war. Lieutenant Davis, Lieutenant Colonel, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I always like being on your show.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate the same. Since the last time that we've talked, I'm looking at the map every day. It kind of seems like we're almost stuck on stuck here. Has there been a lot of changes?
There haven't been a lot of changes. That's exactly right. There has been some incremental changes around the edges, especially in the Donbas area. You know, it's a 300-mile-long front, so there's going to be some giving and taking here and there. But there haven't been any major penetrations, and that can only be considered a success on the side of the Ukraine and a failure on the side of the Russian side so far. Because I think Putin fully expected to be able to have, some kind of major penetration of the Ukrainian line somewhere along the front, after I think we're closing in on 3 weeks since the Battle of the Donbas started. And so far, they haven't been able to do that. But I do caution some, cautious, though, that people don't get thinking that it means a too big of a positive thing for the Ukraine, meaning that since there hadn't been any penetration so far, that the battle is going to be lost, because it could still work out that way. But here's the problem that it doesn't get much notoriety in the press anyway, is that Russia has been absolutely relentless in nonstop heavy artillery, rocket fire, and air attacks throughout the whole list of the front there. And though it hasn't resulted in any major breakthroughs and penetrations up to this point, those kinds of attacks have a cumulative effect that sometimes could cause units to break seemingly out of nowhere, but because they have a diminishing effect every time they launch one. And, of course, there are casualties at each place, and that's going to require Ukraine to replace those casualties with people of less experience and very often, with a lot less training. And right now, honestly, we don't know how much of that is going on. We don't know for sure how much of this Western equipment is making its way into the Donbas, because for understandable security reasons, the Kiev officials don't tell us any of those kind of things. But those have a lot of impact on whether this battle will go ultimately in the direction of Ukraine or not. But that's kind of where we are right now.
You know, it's interesting. One would have expected by now that the supply line challenges, we might have more information, and it may have revealed itself, because it's fairly lengthy coming all the way from the Polish border and from the west, right?
Yeah, and in fact, there's been some updates on that just in the last 12 hours. Russia has launched, they're increasing their attacks on the infrastructure that will allow those vehicles and gear to get to the front lines. It was a pretty substantial attack on Kramatorsk overnight, which is, as you may remember, where that infamous attack on the civilian train station happened last month. But it's also because of the rail lines where a lot of the military gear comes in, and that was again hit. Also, I believe within the last 24 hours, there were four additional train stations and train relay stations throughout eastern and western Ukraine that are necessary to move all these heavy gear, whether it's the U.S. howitzers that we're providing or the British anti-aircraft systems, et cetera. All those things have to go over rail, and Russia is apparently stepping up their attempts to slow that down or stop it if they can.
This may sound like a crazy question, but obviously they're able to secrete both military goods as well as individuals, leaders of countries that have gone into Kyiv. And I was kind of curious, is that a good strategy to keep having all these world leaders come to Kyiv and maybe reveal how they're moving folks and goods across from the west to the east? I just got to imagine that they have the Russians have some kind of intel operation trying to figure out how everybody's moving back and forth.
I think those are separate issues because I mean, you know, like with the U.S., with the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, and with Pelosi a few days ago, those are going to be extremely well coordinated and defended and protected, et cetera. And they're separate. They happen independently of the military stuff that's coming in. But we also have to understand that Russia has a very elaborate system of Ukrainian citizens who are providing information throughout Ukraine, because they can't be distinguished really between, you know, just the regular Ukrainian people who are on their side. And in fact, there has been some pretty robust operations by the Ukrainian secret services to detain up to 400 Ukrainian people in certain parts of Ukraine. And it was reported a couple of weeks ago that they accuse of being traitors. And it's unknown what's happening to those people or, you know, how legitimate that is. I don't know, but I do know that they consider that a existential threat and are doing everything they can to stop it. But, you know, you can't stop it all. So all it takes is one guy, you know, with a cell phone, sending a text message to somebody in Moscow or something, or else one of their contacts elsewhere in Ukraine. And, you know, you're going to find out about it. So Russia has a decent operation. And of course, they also have, you know, drones. They also have satellites like we do. So they're getting resources or information from a lot of sources. And I don't think a lot of that's a big secret. It's hard to interdict, especially on a large scale, just because Russia has limitations in how effective they can be in attacking.
How surprised are you by the amount of resistance that the Ukrainians have been able to put up and stay engaged, especially as you describe the level of this Russian bombardment all along the front line?
Yeah, it's really very impressive that the Ukraine troops have been able to hang on the way they have and to prevent any attacks. I honestly thought that when Russia had redeployed all those armored forces from the Kiev area and the Sumy area up north down to the Donbas, I thought that additional force would be able to find overwhelming positions in certain parts of the front to be able to force a penetration, and they haven't been able to do that. So that again speaks to the tenacity of the Ukrainian defenders and their ability to endure great hardships. And we also have to understand that there is just tremendous bad blood between the two sides, not just between Russia and Ukraine, but between the Russian-speaking Ukrainians and the Western Ukrainians. I mean, that's why you basically had a civil war for 8 years from 2014 up until the start of this one, because there is so much bad blood. And it's, of course, you know, been supercharged since the invasion started in February. And it's clear that the Ukrainian people will make any sacrifice and do whatever it takes to prevent their country from being completely overrun by Russian forces. And at least up to this point, they've really acquitted themselves well.
We're visiting with Lieutenant Colonel Daniel L. Davis, a four-time combat veteran. He's with Defense Priorities, a senior fellow there. There's a New York Times story that just broke where U.S. defense officials confirmed that they are part of the reason why the Ukrainians have been so successful in taking out Russian generals. When I read it, I was kind of like, why would we want to confirm this at this point in time? Kind of mystifying.
Yeah, I had the same reaction. I mean, I think everybody knows that we've been helping with targeting and intelligence, some of our satellite feeds, so that the Ukrainian officials know, you know, where the enemy is and how to fight them. I don't think it was a good idea. I mean, there's been so many leaks, you know, really for years in the U.S. government, which I think is an increasing problem for our country. But I hope that this wasn't born out of some sort of presumptuous arrogance that, yeah, you know, we're doing this and you can't stop us. Because if there's one thing we know about Russia, whatever shortfalls they've shown on the battlefield, they have historically been a tit-for-tat kind of country, and they will take some sort of revenge against the United States, I think, at some point, especially if the casualties keep rising too high. I just can't see them just saying, you know, snapping their fingers and saying, darn it, that's too bad this happened, without doing something. And, you know, when we announce that we're specifically doing that, it just makes a bigger target on potentially other U.S. troops and potentially U.S. leaders. And I just don't think that's a wise thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, why not just make them prove their case? If they take some kind of offensive action based on something that they have, they got to go prove it. Why make it easier for them by admitting
it? Yeah, I totally agree with you. Why make it easier? That's just not helpful.
Yeah. How much is there any additional concern? We've been talking about this situation with Finland and Sweden as possible entrance into NATO. Has there been any increase in concern exhibited by the Russians over the past couple of weeks?
You know, oddly, I have to admit a bit of a surprise that some of the Kremlin officials 3 days ago actually said that they're opposed to it, of course, and they will, you know, probably start some new military bases in the area and maybe reposition some permanent forces, you know, in the direction of those countries, especially Finland. But they also said that, you know, they don't consider that and those two joining NATO an existential threat as they considered Ukraine joining NATO. And if you look at a map, it makes a little sense, because it's not merely that Ukraine has a border with Russia, because so does Finland. They have an 800-mile border. But when you look at the geography, it's like Ukraine is roughly the shape of a potato, and it's like half the potato is shoved into the Russia. So it's inserted deep into Russian territory, not merely that it has I think it's 1,800-mile long border, but it poses a much more direct threat to Moscow. It's a lot closer than the other thing, and it's a lot harder to defend because of the terrain that runs around the border. And if NATO ever came into NATO, then it would make it a lot easier for them to launch attacks in multiple directions. And that's why they consider Ukraine in NATO an existential threat, and they don't the other two countries at this point.
And I have to also imagine, when you think of the agricultural value there and the minerals and that are located in Ukraine, far greater than that are in either Sweden or Finland, right?
Right, yeah, and that's actually something that I'm worried about on a separate level. As the summer gets in, especially if this Donbas fight just degrades into a slugfest and neither side, you know, succeeds and it just turns into a stalemate. Because, look, I mean, we already are having problems in our own country with inflation being at a 40-year high, fuel prices just going through the roof, and that's going to continue. And especially if this embargo against Russia from the European Union goes through, that's going to put even more pressure on the global supply, making prices go higher. Now then, you overlay that with the significant loss of plant or cereals and wheat, et cetera, in both Ukraine and in Russia, because Russia's are being sanctioned and they can't get out. Russia's provides, in some categories, up to 25% of global fertilizers in some instances, which are needed all over the world to continue to have farming operations. Those things are all going to be off the table, adding to the pressure we already have. And the global economy, much less our own individuals in our country, are going to face some serious pressure this summer. And, you know, that's going to be causing the war to go way beyond the borders of Ukraine. That's going to have effect on our own country, in our own country, as well as all throughout Europe. And, you know, when those kind of pressures come on, you just don't know how people are going to react in any of these different countries. And I just worry about that, because there's a lot of pain coming, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's going to test everyone's pain threshold for sure in the near future. And we will be checking in with you once again as this progresses, and we thank you for your time and your insight. Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis, Defense Priorities Senior Fellow there, four-time combat veteran. We really appreciate your time.
You bet. Always my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So now left-wing groups have published plans to protest outside of the six conservative Supreme Court justices' homes, calling them extremists. It's a group, they call themselves Ruth Sent Us, and they have published what they say are the home addresses of Justices Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and John Roberts. I said the other day when this first broke out that I hope no one gets hurt as a result of this. Already we've had some altercations with police in L.A. and others, and arrests have been made over this issue, and now here we go again, and hopefully this is not going to be the repeat of what we saw in 2020, where we have these left-wing radical groups that have decided that the best way to address something that's being addressed by the Supreme Court is with violence. And I don't have a high confidence level that this is not going to happen, because obviously they are really ramping this up, and it's going to reveal itself with violence, there's no doubt. Yet again, it's interesting that they talk about themselves as Ruth Sent Us, because, you know, she has a record of talking about Roe v. Wade. In fact, back in 1992 in a lecture, she says, and I quote, "Measured motions seem to me right in the main for constitutional as well as common law adjudication. Doctrinal limbs, too swiftly shaped, experience teaches, may prove unstable. And the most prominent example in recent decades is Roe v. Wade." There's been these little tidbits of information as it relates to how Ruth Bader Ginsburg viewed the constitutional argument in and around Roe v. Wade. And, you know, so here we go again, and folks are responding emotionally, and they're not thinking this through as to what can ultimately or will happen. And we have the folks that are trying to leverage this politically in this country, and they're going to pay the price. We're all going to pay the price instead of just taking a breath. We saw a first draft. Will it be remarkably different? I don't know. But why don't we wait and see? Why don't we wait and see what actually will happen? This is only the precursor to something that may happen. We don't know. We've talked to folks, and I actually know people that have clerked for Supreme Court justices, and they've seen a lot of things happen in the Supreme Court as they move through these draft opinions. Sometimes they reach as many as 5, 6, 7, depending on the topic or otherwise. Who knows? But once again, we're off and running. I'm kind of curious why Politico even published this. I mean, because this is going to have an incredibly bad outcome for this institution. Now we're going to have an internal investigation relative to this. And I said before, I hope they figure out who it is. They call them out. They let everybody know who it is. And that they suffer the consequences of their action. Because they're trying to move the needle in a way that is not a role that this court should be playing. And it's set up to be disastrous. And they need to pay the price. There needs to be accountability. They need to make an example out of this individual. That this is not how these institutions are set up to operate. You do not succumb to the emotions of the public on any issue. That is not the court's role. I know that there are people that want the court and judges to be more activists in their approach to society because things change here incredibly slow. The founding fathers put in a lot of safeguards to make sure that that's exactly what would happen. In this live for the moment, immediate gratification world that we live in, folks keep trying to move our institutions in that regard. Dangerous, disastrous, horrendous outcomes as a result. Leaving no space to have disagreement at all. Damn the torpedoes. You know, the ends justifies the means, and we just don't care about ethics, the rule of law, or anything else. And it's revealing itself all the time. It's just like the comments that I just conversation I just had with retired Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis about why would we confirm that we're actively participating in the identifying and location of Russian generals in order to take them out? Everybody knows the obvious, that we're assisting in all kinds of multitudes of ways. Why is it important to go out there and confirm that? Let them prove their case. Let them go through the exercise and the waste of the energy to prove their case, meaning the Russians. Why make it easy? I just don't get it. Let's go to Frank on line one. Frank, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, I was riding in the car and I had a pullover. This thing has really hit one of my nerves because, you know, no matter who's been on the Supreme Court, liberals or not, this has never, ever, ever happened. This is going after the Constitution. This is another way to take another pillar out of our Constitution and take our freedoms away. Now, I haven't been a law enforcement officer ever, but I have a lot of common sense. And it seems to me that if I'm a federal marshal and I'm looking into this, first person I'm going to look at is the new justice. I mean, she just was on there not even a month. She's already liberal, and it gets leaked when it's never happened before, not even with Ruth Ginsburg did anything ever get leaked. And we have become a part in our society now where you can't really sit down and talk to anybody and agree to disagree and go your separate ways without them hating you for what you believe. And as a Army veteran, somebody that served in combat, at 70 years old, I got to think, Why did I do that? Why did I do that? Because look what's going on, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. You care. I listen to you just about every day, but I'm actually amazed when I'm out and about how little people know what's going on in this country, what's going on in the world, and how they don't even care. And I look at my grandchildren when they hear, and I think, what kind of world are they going to grow up in? Once we lose our freedoms, we never get it back. And this was just an opinion. It's not a decision. And look what's happened. If we, and I say we, meaning me, if I would go picket some supposed to be liberal judge on the Supreme Court, I would be branded as a terrorist. This is ridiculous. This country is ridiculous. And Newell, the thing that scares me more than anything, and I love this country, and at 70 years old and physically unfit, if they asked me to go out tomorrow and defend this country, I would. The problem we have, the majority of the people will never do that. They just assume put up a white flag and go with the flow. And you know what I'm talking about. It's so, well, let's see what happens. It can't be that bad. You know, and I'm sorry, but, man, you hit a hot button on me this morning.
Well, I'm sorry, Frank, that I did that, but thanks for the call nonetheless. I would just caution folks as to this. I wouldn't be blaming an individual Supreme Court justice at this point in time. It's all conjecture at best. In fact, Justice Ketanji Jackson Brown, I don't think she wasn't part of the panel that heard the argument. So not knowing all of the internal rules of the Supreme Court, I don't think that she would be part of this decision. And I'm not even sure internally whether or not they would have access to draft opinions. I don't know. And because I don't know, I think it would be best if we all just stay silent on that issue and not engage in a character assassination of a particular justice, because I believe that these justices, although we have huge differences ideologically, I respect them all. And I believe those that have an opinion different from mine, that they believe in what they believe in, and I respect that. Just that we have a difference of opinion. Hell, I go through that every day here with my wife. We're still fighting over closet space, right? You know, I mean, it's just always something. But the fact of the matter is that you have to respect differing opinions. I mean, I'm not going to, make observations about folks and how they're reacting now, like going out to these justices' homes. Really, what does that accomplish? Does anybody really believe that that's going to move the needle one way or the other? On this issue is to go be disruptive of their personal lives? Absolutely not. You know, I mean, it's just this craziness that we're engaging in to think that's going to make a difference. Are you going to put enough pressure on a Supreme Court judge? They're appointed for life. They're not coming off the court. You don't want them to be moved by any individual silliness, quite frankly. That's the exact opposite of what you want. But we have these talking heads out there talking about, that this is all meaningful at this point. No, it's not. Not at all. And that just highlights the dangers of what we've now engaged in here. My disappointment is there anything sacrosanct anymore? Anything at all? I mean, that little bucket list of things that are sacrosanct is shrinking so fast, there's no respect for anything any longer. It's like we'll tear it all down for the sake of the win. Tear it all down. Now they're saying that they need to do court packing. We've got to pack the court. Really? I mean, none of the rules that you have internally in Congress serve the public. It's all about perpetuating your service. And then we find out more and more stories that it's really all about lining your pockets. I am fast becoming an advocate of a part-time Congress. This full-time Congress is a waste. Too much time to get involved in too many things and to disrupt too many people's lives. Forget about it already. Part-time is all we need. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are back. Let's go back to the talk lines. Mike, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Good afternoon. Quick comment. I agree, disagree a little bit. I agree with how dangerous what happened with the leak is and the severity of it. But when we're talking about, you know, how we're letting ourselves get down these paths, it's ultimately due to a lack of leadership on both sides. But we are the people who are electing leadership. You know, the left with the defunded police has caused repercussions. I don't believe anybody that was shouting that who was a politician that has any common sense and really works in government thought that that was a good idea. They just thought at the moment during an election year, it was a good thing to talk about for reelection. I don't think they thought it was a good idea. But for political reasons, that's what they did. You know, we hear on the other side, you know, McCarthy with his tapes. He knew something that happened was wrong, but he wanted to be Speaker of the House. They wanted votes. So instead of doing the right thing, they always consistently doing what's in their best interest. We know this. We know this. We elect them. We're feeding into it on both sides. I'm not blaming either way. We are causing this. We are electing these people. Your point about giving them somewhat like term limits and all that, you know, okay, well, we put in somebody with the same lack of leadership in 4 years, and then we elect another one. It's going to be the same thing. It's just going to be another turnover. So I don't know if that's the answer. We have to take some ownership in the fact that, yes, we are constantly on both sides so concerned about being on our right side instead of actually doing the right thing. This is where this is all coming from. And this lack of leadership, I don't blame them. I blame us because we put them in office. So I agree with everything you're saying. I mean, we are so caught up in having, you know, like you said, you know, you just want to be on your side. You know, that's us. That's not them. And you know, that, Liz Cheney is probably the one of the most conservative people in Congress for voting and everything. She's made a stand that showed some leadership, even if you don't disagree with the stand, but the entire party wanted to shun her for. And I'm not saying the left wouldn't do the same thing. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying those are examples of how we do not applaud. We do not want to applaud anybody on either side for doing the right thing. We don't, and that's on us.
No, there's no doubt. I agree with you. I mean, look, turnout at elections are abysmal, right? We tend to vote for glitzy, glamorous commercials as opposed to looking beneath this, the first layer of the onion, so to speak, to see what people are all about and whether or not there's a willingness to consume political capital. We're always leveraging every issue for the sake of perpetuating our incumbency all the time. And we don't call anybody out on it. I mean, it's distasteful. It's very disingenuous. It doesn't make any sense to me. But you're right, Mike. We continue to allow this to occur. I didn't talk about term limits. I just said I think we need a part-time Congress. I don't need these people dreaming up of stuff to get themselves involved in. And that's what I find Congress is doing right now. When you think about all of these silly laws that we're passing all the time, it's because they've got too much time up there. If we cut it in half and put a limit on a number of bills that they can argue about, and that there has to be single issue pieces of legislation, and stop this conglomeration of stuff in one bill just to provide political cover for one another, we would be a much more informed public and voting public out there, and maybe we would care more. But it's so convoluted. It's like a shell game that's being played all the time to really keep what's actually happening away from the public. Totally understand what is going down. And I'm getting to the point in my life now, I'm getting increasingly frustrated with this shell game that they're playing, and we're just slopping it up, hook, line, and sinker. And at some point in time, I think we have to say, enough is enough, we're done. And figure out a way where they're just not allowed to do as much as they're doing all the time. And it's crazy what we're dealing with. We got to get to a break. We'll be right back. Thank you, Mike, for the call. Have a great weekend. We'll be right back. It is Cinco de Mayo, and Scoot has his sombrero on. What
si.
Do we have coming up?
Si. Buenas tardes. Okay, so look, I'm trying to figure out a way for me to sign out of, well, to make it appear as if I'm working, but I can sign out and go do another job while I'm supposed to be doing this job. I'm trying to figure out a way to do that. Because, man, if I had a job where I could make this much money on the side, that would be awesome.
And then you look at the unit that's involved that's actually policing the yes. police, and then you just scratch
yes.
your head. And
yeah.
I, you know, I had a few cuts earlier.
Yes, we will talk about that. Mother's Day's coming up. We'll talk a little bit about that today. And are comedians in danger? You know, Chris Rock attacked on stage. Dave Chappelle attacked on stage. Are comedians kind of like politicians now? They need to have security because not everybody likes their jokes. And Pat Boone says the problem with Hollywood, there are not enough movies with moral values. We'll talk about all of that coming up.
All righty, Scoot's up next. He's got a great lineup, folks. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you again tomorrow. Have a good Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai.
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.